Saint Catherine was one of the Anglo-Normans' favoured saints. It's a well-kept setting of tranquility and has some notable architectural features. Yvonne Doyle tells us more about the site in our audio piece.
To me, the east window is always, I think, is the most beautiful, is the most statement window. And this is where, this is the chancel of the church, where your altar would have been. And of course, in those days, the priest would have faced the east window. But this is where, as well, they have some of the most interesting features in the church. You have a shelf for holy vessels on the left-hand side here, and you have like another, and like an ombre, a recessed shelf where they would have kept their vessels as well. And there's some beautiful carved stone right around that, still exists to this day. And when we're down in St. Catherine's Church, in the east end of the church, in the chancel here, we can see that the level is quite different as we move back towards the nave, but we see quite a few interments in the nave of the church. This is like the modern fascination with trying to get as close inside the walls of the church as possible. People really wanted to be buried. It was so important to them to be buried inside the church. But this has risen our levels up, and we don't get a clear picture of what the medieval church would have been unless we were to excavate down and reveal what was beneath. But throughout the church now, what we have, and in the grounds itself, this amazing biodiversity. Not only do we have centuries of an ecclesiastical heritage and burials, and we have this beautiful biology now in the church, all of these wild flowers, we've wild garlic, and the aesthetic of the place is just so beautiful.